All right, awesome people. Welcome back to the Motivation Spark. Daily Boost in 5. Your daily dose of inspiration, delivered hot and fresh, just like that cup of joe you probably need this morning. I'm your host, Jackson Reed, here to fire up your week with a little something-something to keep you moving. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, something that affects us all. Creating a safe space for emotional healing and growth. You know what I mean? That sanctuary in your life where you can truly be yourself, let down those walls, and feel comfortable exploring those messy, beautiful emotions. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack filled with heavy stuff, just waiting to explode? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to carry that weight alone. Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. Think of these as your emotional toolkit, ready to be wielded at any time. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. This might seem obvious, but seriously, give yourself permission to feel. Don't try to bury those emotions under a pile of positive thinking. Anger, sadness, fear, joy, all of it, they're valid and they deserve space to breathe. Think of it like this. Bottling up your emotions is like trying to hold back a tsunami in a teacup. It's just gonna overflow eventually, maybe not with the grace you'd prefer. 2. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. No harsh self-criticism, okay? We all mess up, we all stumble. It's part of the human experience. Be gentle with yourself, acknowledge your strengths, and focus on learning and growing from those bumps in the road. 3. Build your support system. Surround yourself with people who genuinely care about you, who listen without judgment, and who lift you up when you're feeling down. This could be family, friends, a therapist, anyone who creates a safe and supportive space for you to be vulnerable. Remember, we're all in this together, and sometimes all it takes is a helping hand or ear to make a world of difference. 4. Set boundaries. Learn to say no when you need to, protect your energy, and prioritize your well-being. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Setting healthy boundaries helps create the safe space for yourself. It's like having a fence around your emotional garden, keeping out the weeds while letting in the sunshine. 5. Seek professional help when needed. There's no shame in reaching out for help. If you're struggling to cope with difficult emotions or situations on your own, don't hesitate to talk to a therapist or counselor. They can provide valuable tools and support to guide you on your journey toward healing and growth. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young woman who's been through a lot of tough breakup, the loss of a loved one, career setbacks. She's carrying all this weight on her shoulders, feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. But one day, she decides to create that safe space for herself. She starts journaling, expressing her feelings without judgment. She reaches out to trusted friends, sharing her struggles and receiving their love and support. She sets boundaries with people who drain her energy and says yes to activities that bring her joy. And when things feel particularly challenging, she seeks professional guidance from a therapist. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to heal and grow. She learns to accept herself, embrace vulnerability, and cultivate resilience. Her safe space becomes a sanctuary, a place where she can truly be herself and navigate life's ups and downs with strength and grace. So there you have it, 5 powerful steps to create your own emotional haven. Remember, healing is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and never give up on creating a space where you can thrive. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments below. What are some ways you cultivate a safe space for emotional growth? Let's keep this conversation going. You got this. Keep shining, everyone. Until tomorrow, stay motivated, stay inspired, and remember you are worthy of love, happiness, and all the good things life has to offer.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.